3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Esa es la llamada número 2. Así es, llamada 2, hola, ¿quién habla?
Omar.
Omar como mi compadre Omar Javier, gracias. A la llamada número 3, hola, ¿quién?
Más o menos. It's 1930 UTC. Time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I am the host of this committee. And I'm getting out of my car here at Heron Haven. I have not been up long. 15 minutes maybe. I got up. I couldn't go back to sleep, and I thought, you know, maybe we should head out and look for our dudes as soon as possible. So here I am. I lugged the big camera along with me today. And now that I have pulled into the parking lot and I've gotten out of my car, I'm thinking, oh, this might all have been a giant waste of time today. Just because there's already two cars here. And, well, maybe that'll be a good thing. Maybe I won't have to walk through so many webs today. What did I just hear? Yeah, so, literally, the first thing in the morning for me, it's about 9:15. A.M. I didn't even bother to eat today. I'll do that when I get home. The sun is so bright in my face today. If there's gonna be any dudes up here on the by the shed, can't even see. The sun is so bright in my eyes. Okay, now I'm getting into some shade. Gonna need to change my glasses here while we're at it. Oh boy. And maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Maybe I should have waited at least until my eyes straightened out. Because, you know, I've got that thing where I'm up so early, my eyes aren't even focusing yet. There does not appear to be any Matis around the shed area. They could be underneath, we'd never know. And, oh. It's, boy, it's really annoying in the sun. It would be a lovely, you know, 72 degree morning if it wasn't for that sun blasting down on me. Ay, caramba. It's probably going to be a very hot day today. So, that's just one of the reasons why I decided to come out here so early. I knew that if we didn't go now, we weren't going to go at all. And why are there webs here? There's two cars here. Why am I walking through webs? Is there nobody back here? Are the people here in the building or something? I don't know. Yeah, so I'm lugging around the big camera today. And I'm carrying the recording equipment. All the radio gear. What's that sound? So yeah, I can't... Why am I doing this? This is sort of a stupid thing to do because I can't operate the camera with one hand. So if we run into anything, you know, like on the trails, we're just gonna maybe get some random shots. Oh, I don't know if we're gonna get anything worth a dang today, but for some reason I had the urge to grab the big camera. Oh. I'm still tired. Although, why do I get the feeling I'm going to go home and go back to bed? I really should. Well, we're out here already. We might as well see what's up. And I don't know why I brought the big camera, because now that I think about it, the sun's in the wrong place for trying to photograph anything where I normally photograph stuff. Ooh, I hear a bullfrog. Ronk. Where's that froggy? Who knows? Alright, I'm standing here in front of the sub pond. I don't see anything going on in back here. Nothing but duckweed. Now we're gonna go out onto the boardwalk. And somehow I need to try to figure out how to switch my glasses again. Because it's going to be super bright out there. And I'm not going to be able to see anything. So, sunglasses back on. Try to grab the camera here again. Okay. Let's see. Let's see what we got out here. Yeah. Oh, there's my people. There are people here. Two guys and a bucket. Hey, Froggy. Where's my dudes? I'm looking around. I see no blue herons. I've got no turtles on logs. No ducks. What are these guys doing? Probably taking samples. They're taking notes. Who cares? All right, well, let's move further into the interior. Oh, maybe I should be at home working on some projects instead of doing this. Why am I up so early? Oh, it's the heat. Oh, yes, I do have my air conditioning on in my house, but once it starts getting hot during the day, the air conditioner kicks on more, right? Duh. Because thermostat. And that makes noise. Which then wakes me up. And blah, blah, blah. So, switching glasses again. Well, if these guys are back, if these guys are out here, maybe we'll find some dudes in the back 40. Okay, so let's go. And then I realized this is a boring show. I should have recorded what I was doing last night. Last night I started working on a little project. Hey, there's a tiny little bird. Where's that bird going? Started working on a strange project last night. There's that frog again, can you hear him? Runt, runt, runt. Runt, runt. Yeah, strange project. Yesterday I realized that I need a prop. Now normally, I'm not a prop guy. I'm a prop guy when it comes to things like proposition bets. I do like prop bets, but I don't like props. Props meaning properties in the theatrical sense. I don't really feel like I need to carry stuff around just for the sake of looking like I'm carrying something around, but I have run into this new problem. And I think the solution is a prop. Now, the problem I'm having... Wait, I gotta walk into the wall blind here and see if there's anything going on. Nope, just a frog croaking. Runt, runt. Okay, so... Boy, how do I talk about this and still maintain some plausible deniability? Well, I'm just going to start winging it here. But obviously, I'm not going to be able to go into too much detail, but if you read between the lines, you'd probably be able to figure it out. You're a smart guy. So it turns out that I am required to stop every once in a while. Okay, say you're out in public doing questionable stuff, really getting up to no good. All right. What I'm finding is when I'm doing this, I occasionally need to stop and loiter. You know, normally, a person walking around, it looks like they're doing something. It looks like they're going from someplace to someplace else, right? So they have a purpose. Well, it turns out that this works fairly well most of the time, but sometimes when I'm walking around, when I'm pretending to go from one place to another place while I'm actually doing something else, something secret, it turns out that sometimes I need to stop and loiter. And loitering always looks suspicious. If there's just some shady-looking guy standing around for no apparent reason, you know, obviously that guy is up to no good. And so, oh wait, there's some mushrooms back there. Yeah, nothing worth worrying about. And so, I'm thinking that I need to find an excuse to just be standing around in strange places sometimes. You know, while my pockets full of electronics do their work, or while that seemingly innocent backpack I'm wearing collects all the relevant information. Oh, there's some duckies. Hi, baby duckies. I'm standing on the bridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond, and those ducklings were up close. Okay. So to the big blind we go. Wait, what was that? It must have been a bird in the bushes right over there. So, after, you know, concentrating on this particular problem yesterday for a little while, I realized that if I had a certain prop, it would give me an excuse to be walking and then stop for no reason and stand around, let the electronics do the work, and then keep moving. And what's the prop that I need? A phone. A smartphone, you know, a cell phone of some kind. Hope, most ideally, a smartphone. Okay, into the big blind we go. We got ducks on the log, as usual. Oh, there was a duck close by, and he heard me talking, and he had to go scooting. He's like, I'm getting out of here. There's a couple of ducks over in the delta. Oh, and there's a heron over there. Is it? I think it's Big Bluey. I can't tell. I think so. Can't tell for sure because he's standing in the shadow and the sun's in the wrong place anyway. So I'm just getting this massive greenish-white glare off the duckweed. It's getting hot out here. I'm standing in the direct sun now. Ugh. Anyway. Now I'm carrying all this stuff around. Ooh, it's hot. I'm getting out of the sun, people. Although this seemed like a good idea, I don't think it is. We should get out of here. It's gonna get hot. I'm already starting to sting. It's gonna be a hot one today. Alright, so, a phone. Yeah, it turns out, and you watch people for a while. Watch people out in public. When you'll just see people walking along, and then they'll just stop to look at their phone because they can't do two things at once. You know, they can't keep walking and check their phone. So I thought, okay, yeah, this gives me an excuse. This gives me an excuse to, you know, sit down on a bench or something and act like I'm busy doing something when I'm really not, or actually when I'm actually busy doing something completely else, completely different. Now, here's the part you may or may not know. I don't actually have a phone. I don't have a smartphone. I don't have a cell phone. I don't have any kind of portable phone whatsoever. Why? Because, you know, I'm not stupid. I know how those can be abused. And it's not like I've never done it before myself. Wait a second, what's that sound? Is there some dude walking around up there? Yeah, so I'm, you know, 0.1% of the population that doesn't own a phone. By choice. Although they are expensive. I can't really afford one, but I don't want one anyway. I thought I heard something up on the ridge. Maybe not. Okay, so basically, the issue is that I don't have a phone, but I need one. But not for any legitimate purposes. You know, I don't need to call anybody. I don't need to text anybody. I don't need to email anybody. I can do all that stuff from other devices. You know, I've got a mobile device. I've got crazy stuff. I just don't need stupid, junky, stupid phones that are halfway disabled anyway. So I came to the realization that the prop I need is a phone prop. I need a phone, but it doesn't need to be a real phone. It can be a fake phone. So, last night, it's true, I actually started making a fake phone. And I just dug around in my basement for a little while, found a piece of wood. What was it, plywood? Or I don't even know what it was. I just found a scrap of, you know, some thin board. And I cut it out on the bandsaw. I cut out the shape of a phone, you know, just sort of a rectangle with rounded corners. And I didn't even bother to finish it very well. I don't know if it was because I was being lazy and I just wanted it to be finished, or if I had some other reason, but I'm glad I didn't. Yeah, I didn't sand it very well. I didn't make it real smooth. It's up close, it's pretty sketchy, but, you know, this isn't something that needs to bear examination, or very close examination. You know, I just, because nobody's, if anybody sees me with it, they're not going to, let me ask you this. How many times have you seen somebody on a phone and you wondered, oh, I wonder if that's a fake phone that guy has? Right, that's never happened. You just see a guy with a phone and your brain just doesn't even register. So I took this piece of wood with this phone-sized piece of wood with rounded corners. I painted one side of it gray and one side of it black. And today I need to add a few details. Not that this needs to be, you know, an extremely accurate, you know, phone decoy. It just needs to, you know, look like a phone from a distance. So I've gotta do a little bit more painting today. Not much. I'm just going to paint a little circle on the back, so it looks like, you know, a camera on the gray side. The black side will be the screen side. And I just might do a little bit of painting on that side. I'm not going to paint any icons or anything stupid like that. I'm just going to paint edges, stuff like that. Okay, I'm back at the shed. Are any mottis out here? I don't see any bugs. But we could sit here for a few minutes and look. Oh no, there's a couple bugs over here. Where's my mutties? Where's my mutty dudes? Alright, we're gonna sit here on the picnic table for a few minutes. So yeah, that's what I'm doing today. I'm going to finish my fake phone. And then maybe I'll take my fake phone out for a spin today. Of course, I'll have all my other secret equipment in my pockets. And I can walk around doing whatever it is I do. You know, collecting data or whatever. And then when I find a nice little hot spot that I want to stay in for a while and collect as much information as I can just take out my fake phone and pretend I'm texting somebody or pretending I'm reading a tweet from a friend. And if anybody sees me, I'm just another guy checking his phone instead of, you know, some weirdo standing around in a strange place for apparently no reason. Suddenly having a fake phone makes me less suspicious. It's a miracle. Alright, so I'm walking around on the little trail behind the butterfly garden here, looking for dudes. I don't see any dudes.
Ugh.
But I am walking through webs. That's not fun. Oh, one other detail that I'll probably add to my phone. So I'll probably put a Hello Kitty sticker on it. But I don't know if that's entirely necessary. You know, my logic here is, well, people who know me, they'll know that if I ever had a phone, it would be a Hello Kitty phone. Because, my God, I even have pretend Hello Kitty cell phones and stuff. And no, I can't use those because they're obviously fake. Although that did occur to me. It's like, oh, I need a phone. Oh, I'll just grab one of my Hello Kitty Play phones. No. No. Alright, so I'm gonna walk over here. Ugh. And maybe go into the mushroom garden, see if there's anything going on over here. It's getting hot. I really should just be leaving. I'm now standing in the sun and it stings. But let's go back in here anyway. But as for putting a Hello Kitty sticker on my fake phone, it's really just kind of weird overkill. If I see twitching in this grass, it's not the big bugs, it's just little grasshoppers. Where's my praying mantis buddies? Shouldn't my mantises be in here eating these grasshoppers? Look at all these damn hoppers. Yeah, so putting the Hello Kitty sticker on the fake phone is overkill. It's not like anybody's going to be looking at me and go, hey, that guy looks suspicious. Oh no, he's just checking his email on his phone. Wait a minute, that's not a Hello Kitty phone. That guy's up to no good. He's scanning or doing something untoward. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Although maybe I'll just put a Hello Kitty sticker on it anyway for my own entertainment and edification. Huh, we'll have to give that some thought. Alright, so I'm still walking around in the mushroom garden. There's nothing going on back here. No dudes, no mushrooms. just the occasional ray of light breaking through the canopy to try to cook me and make me weird. And you know what? Speaking of being weird, I'm starting to get hungry. I have not eaten breakfast, so I think it's time to go home and eat some waffles. How are we doing on time here? Oh, brother, we got another 4 or 5 minutes to go. So anyway, maybe we should head back to my house. The sun is blasting down on me. It's starting to get painful. Yeah, I can't take it anymore. Let's go back to my house and we can continue this conversation there. Oh, yeah, it's getting unbearable. Okay, so although it'll take me about 5 minutes to get home, it'll only seem like 3 seconds to you. Count along with me. 3, 2, 1. And that's obviously zero. We're back in the studio, and I'm starting to get hungry. I need to eat me some breakfast here in another 3 minutes. Gonna have me some waffles. Yummy. Anyway, so I'm sitting here thinking more about my fake phone. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, but having a fake phone, won't that be super suspicious if you ever get stopped by the cops? Well, yes and no. I mean, if for some reason I get stopped by law enforcement officials and I get patted down and they're searching me, yeah, they're going to find my fake phone and they're going to say, what is this? And I'll say, well, it's a piece of wood now, isn't it? Yeah. The thing of it is if I get stopped and frisked, I'm not going to have to worry about having a fake phone. I'm going to have to worry about all the other stuff that I have on me that the fake phone is serving as a distraction for. You know what I'm saying? If the cops pat me down and start searching me and start asking me, what is all this stuff? A piece of wood painted to look vaguely like a phone is the last thing I need to worry about. You know, it's all the other things. You know, what are all these weird circuit boards doing that obviously look homemade? And why are they in this backpack? And why are these little flashing lights going off? What is this stuff? Blah, blah, blah. Well, Piggy, I don't think you need to know any of these things. And being as it's not illegal to be in possession of electronics, then thanks for playing. See you later. Because the cops aren't going to be able to figure out what the electronics do. And maybe using these electronics in a certain way could constitute being illegal in some kind of manner. And that's for them to figure out. And your garden variety cop is not an electronic forensic scientist. You know, cops aren't bright. Cops aren't smart. They don't have degrees in electronics. They don't have degrees in computer science and technology. These are guys who barely managed to graduate from high school and realized that their lives were over because they didn't have anybody to bully anymore. So they joined the police force. And they get to carry guns and they think, yeah, maybe someday I'll get to shoot somebody. That's what cops think about. They're not worried about, you know, what I'm up to because they're not going to understand it to begin with. Oh, I guess it's time for me to eat breakfast, so I should say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My stomach is rumbling. It's time for me to eat some waffles and then finish off my fake phone, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ クーマタ、Welcome to my Anon